is off the air. Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we go. It is guest of the day time on this Wednesday morning. And always love it when Valerie Lindsay makes some time for us on the big broadcast. Val, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing well, Justin. Yeah, like Justin said, we were chit-chatting off air and missed our time frame.
We got 4 seconds left. So, no, it's good to have you here this morning. And first off, before we get into talking about scholarships, give me a weather update. How were things where you were this morning on your drive into town? How was it?
Weather update, not too bad. A little bit snowy covered. I, you know, don't want to run 55 on county roads, I don't think. But thick or slow, not too bad. It's just sitting a little bit out.
There you go. As Grandma Jerry would say, just a little skiff of snow out there this morning. Not too bad.
Yes, Grandma Jerry. Yep.
She would say that.
I remember Grandma Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get down to the business at hand here. Talking about RMC Auxiliary Scholarships, and everybody's starting to think about, you know, high school graduation, what's next, and scholarships fit that discussion, and the RMC, once again, doing several scholarships. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yep, they certainly are. So yeah, your high school senior, or if you're a post-secondary student or someone that's currently in the workforce, and you're looking towards a human medical field at an Iowa college, you would be eligible potentially for three $750 scholarships that the auxiliary is awarding again this year. And that will be for the 2023-2024 academic year.
So that would be for like juniors this year who would be become a senior next year, or is it for somebody that's graduating this year? How does that work?
It's for someone that's graduating this year.
Okay.
So either graduating this year or post-secondary education, or someone that's currently in the workforce and doing some more schooling. Say they're going on for furthering their nursing career.
Gotcha. Like, okay. How long has this been going on, Valerie? Because it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. So I looked back, and they've been awarding these scholarships since 1979. So, not to reveal my age, but that's a little bit prior to me. So that's 44 years.
Me too.
Not too much ahead of me, but so 44 years they've been awarding this. So in that time, it's been over $44,000 that they have given out to help area students that are going, you know, towards their healthcare education. So it's really amazing when we think about all the different areas that the auxiliary has helped out our community, helped out our hospital, you know, dedicated to giving back. There's going to be a press release coming out here showing how they have recently donated a little over $8,000 for our emergency department and another just under $5,000 for our OB department. So it's just really neat to see how they give back. And, you know, many that have received the scholarships here from the auxiliary have gone on to have successful healthcare careers right here at Rachel Medical Center. So that's great to see.
Yeah, that's nice to not only give the money out, but have it come back and have these folks enter the workforce. That's pretty cool. So, all right, the important part, how do you go about getting one of these? What's the process, and when are they due?
Yep. So, like all scholarship applications, make sure you review the eligibility requirements thoroughly. So, like I mentioned before, anyone that's interested in pursuing their education in a healthcare field at an Iowa college or university is potentially eligible. Applications are open to anyone whose permanent address or school district is within our service area here at Regional Medical Center. So, on the application itself, it notes all the accepted zip codes and school districts for the scholarships. The selection is based on academic record, financial need, a sincere interest in the human medical field, and then also participation in extracurricular and community activities. Like I noted a little bit earlier, it's eligible for high school seniors, those that are, consideration for those students in post-secondary education, and those that are currently in the workforce who have enrolled, been accepted in a field here. Every application must include 3 references. Very important. Don't miss that piece. And then the completed application, including those 3 references, have to be postmarked by February 28th.
Gotcha. So the clock is ticking. You got a little bit over a month to get it done. And I'm assuming you guys got more details on the website there at RegMedCTR and everything too, right?
Yep. We sure do. So yep, they can go on there and find the application. We really encourage those. If you are pursuing this education, please go check out this scholarship. There's a lot of scholarships out there available to you, but we would love to be able to review your application. And just like I said, make sure that you have it fully completed, the three references and have it postmarked by the 28th of February.
Absolutely. Valerie Lindsay along with us. Before you go, anything else you want to add to our proceedings this morning?
I don't think so. I think we pretty well covered it.
Good.
So, yeah,
good.
Just get on there and get those applications in.
I like to point out Wednesday guest of the day is usually the best one because I have my life together at that point. Then it's all downhill Thursday and Friday.
Well, I will join you every Wednesday.
There you go. Good to talk to you. And when I head up home this weekend, I'll honk at mom and dad's and wave hi for you, okay?
Yeah, you do that. You do that.
Right. Thanks, Valerie.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
You betcha. Valerie Lindsay with us from our Regional Medical Center. Yes, get those scholarships in. You've got until February 28th. More details on their website at REGMEDCTR. And get all the details there.